It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the Saturday night edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for your calls about anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. If you make the call, 800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have archives. Boy, do we have archives. Months and months of the show. Right there on the front page of the website, there's no logging in, there's no membership fee. You just go and get them for free. Freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
All right, this is your show. It's about your calls. We go to the phones. Ladies first, of course. Let's talk to Lois calling in on the amplifier line. Lois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
It's a pleasure to be talking to you, finally.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever called in before, have you?
No, I listened the next day. I listened to the archives. So it's very nice that you have them up there.
Well, you don't have to be listening live to call in, but it does help, obviously. So what's on your mind?
Wait a minute, I don't understand. I could call in and just leave you a message?
Well, no, you don't leave a message. You would call in during the show with an issue that you wanted to talk about. But obviously it's best for you to listen and then call in and, you know, respond to something. But what'd you have to say, Liz?
Okay, it's about the guns. This isn't a libertarian thing, but it's something I don't understand. So maybe you listeners will have some answers.
Okay.
But there's something to what Manwich said as far as guns and women and men. And it's just too weird to me, because women are the ones who are going to get raped, not men, more likely.
Well, just to recap, hold on a second, Lois. I'd like to recap for those people just tuning in here for this hour. Last hour, Manwich, you said you believe that women are generally the ones that are for gun control because they just have more of a nurturing nature and they want to protect people. And,
well, they're not the hunters men are.
Right, hunters and gatherers.
And
yeah.
They wouldn't be the ones out there going to kill the prey or protect the tribe, that kind of thing.
But here, Lois, great, you're making a great point. You're saying that the women are the ones that really should be for gun rights because they need to protect themselves.
And what about the children? Who is going to protect their kids? If someone comes after them, it's just them and the kid.
Sure. If daddy's at work, yeah.
We. And the thing is, I've never swayed on gun issues. There was never any question in my mind that we need to have gun rights. But I cannot get any women to agree with me.
Well, of course, you live in California, too, so that might be a factor.
Oh, my gosh. I sent you the article. San Francisco is seeing its greatest homicide rate in 10 years, 4 months after their great gun ban.
Well, actually, the gun ban hasn't quite yet gone into effect in San Francisco, so if it's bad now, it's going to be worse after April.
I don't even like going to San Francisco anymore.
I don't blame you. You're coming to the Free State, aren't you, Lois?
I want to very badly. I'm saving now. I think about it every day.
That's awesome.
I want to be there. Just one last thing.
Certainly.
I've known many men who are Democrat or even Green. I have one leaning towards the Green.
Okay.
And they, and these guys did have guns.
Interesting.
And I don't know. It's a weird male-female thing. I don't get it.
Well, Lois, we're glad you're on our side, and of course you are our brand-newest Shriner, the member of the Shrine of Female Listeners, which is excellent picture. You can see Lois on our website right there at freetalklive.com. Lois, thanks for the call. Oh,
bye.
Hey, Lois, you still there? Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever been involved in an affair?
Yeah.
Now, on what side? Were you doing the cheating, or were you receiving a cheating man?
I've been in every combination you could imagine, but it was a long time ago.
You don't do that stuff anymore, do you?
Well, I went for over 2 years without a date, so that's how far I've come.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now,
but
how bad was it? I mean, when you say it was bad, can you tell us? I mean, if I'm getting too personal, just say, I gotta go.
Well, here's the very worst. Oh, God, I've got a few bad ones. But I liked someone who was living with a girl. And I said, no, we can't do this anymore, blah, blah. And
well, you were already doing something with it.
Sure.
We had been, and then I said no more.
Okay.
And, well, you know the usual, oh, we broke up, right, and then you get together, and then all of a sudden they get back together, and everything continues. Really not healthy, bad. But I did it, and then I said, okay, no more. And then I asked him to help me bring some furniture home, because I've got a little tiny Miata.
Okay.
And he convinced me. One more time.
Yeah.
I said no and no and no. And he's like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Please, you know, just once. And okay. The next day, he announced his engagement.
Oh, my God.
You know how bad I felt?
I bet you felt terrible.
Awful.
Oh, jeez.
Affairs are no good. Don't do it.
All right, Lois. Thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. Have a great night. A great weekend. Bye now. 800-259-5791.
That's just you. You use them up. You get them to confess everything. You spit them right out.
Hey, now.
You,
she was done.
You, my friend, are a woman eater.
Go ahead. The reason I brought it up is because I was on FARC.com tonight, and I spotted an article, 14 Tips to Follow When Having an Affair. And I don't even know if I want to read through this.
Oh, I want to hear it.
You want to hear this?
I do absolutely want to hear it.
And then we'll talk about why it is that I think that affairs are terribly unnecessary. And I think that affairs happen as a result of the society that we live in and the culture that we have. We'll talk about that. And if you are having an affair, if you have had them, and there's a lot of people that have and are, we'd love to hear from you with your story, 800-259-5791. But here you go, Manwich. It's a European. I'm a European living in Tokyo. This from The Stories You Cannot Tell. I'm a European living in Tokyo, and I'm married to a Japanese woman. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I just can't help fooling around with other women. It's definitely a big plus to be a foreigner in Japan, and finding willing women has never been a problem for me. And one of the reasons why you just can't help it, dude, is because it's the nature of men to be interested in other women. Just how we're built. We'll talk more about that in a bit. Nowadays, with the internet and well-advanced phones, it's even easier. There are many women who are bored with their marriages, and I find them easily on Japanese internet sites. It seems they feel bad about fooling around with the Japanese guy, but with a foreigner, it's a different story. I'm also surprised that many younger women also like to date foreigners, despite knowing the fact that I'm happily married. Currently, I'm having regular sex with about 10 women.
Good Lord.
Of course, none of them know about the others. My wife knows that I'm popular and attractive, but thinks I'm 100% loyal to her. Why? Because I'm so...
I'm a big old liar.
Well, because I'm so careful. I'd never want to hurt her. During our 10 years together, she's never found anything that might imply me having another woman. In my work, I travel a lot. So it's easy for me to stay overnight at some hotel in Tokyo. I just tell the wife I'm on a business trip. The truth is that I hardly ever go on business trips inside Japan, but I am staying out at least one night every week. Did you follow that? So he's telling the wife that he's going on a business trip in Japan, and then he just goes and stays at a hotel with one of his lady friends.
Hmm.
So here's how he does it. Number one, never keep credit card slips in your wallet. I keep them in my office. Number two, from the very beginning, I've told my wife that it's considered extremely rude to open someone else's letters, credit card statements included. She would never open any of my letters, but even if she did, I can always say that payments are for a client's hotel or a dinner with a client. She knows I don't like talking on the phone, so most of our communication is by phone mail. In fact, I do like talking on the phone, but I made her believe the opposite at an early point in our relationship. So this guy has been cheating for a long time. He's been setting up his methods for a long time, and I think it's really devious. I think it's disturbing. I think it's totally unnecessary as well. It's terrible to do this to somebody else, but lots of people do it. We're going to talk about why coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is trivortex.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Izzy in here with you.
And man, let's
join us online, freetalklive.com. We got updates for you. You just go to updates.freetalklive.com and you can sign up, be on the list, and whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll get it in your email box first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Man, which I want you to, maybe over the next break, see if you can dig up some statistics on cheating. Because I think we've talked about them before where just huge percentages of Americans admit to having cheated on their significant other at some time in their history. Admit to it. And I'm sure there's more people that actually don't admit to it, that are just afraid to even admit to the survey takers. So we'll try to pull up that information. But what we're doing right now is we're actually reading 14 ways, 14 tips to follow when having an affair. It's from a European man who's living in Japan. He has a Japanese wife. He's a guy that travels a lot for a living. And basically, what this is showing you here, man, which is how far people will go to cover their tracks.
Right.
How far somebody who's cheating will actually go, what effort to the extent that they will go to make sure that their significant other doesn't find out. He started out this article by pointing out that he doesn't want to hurt his wife. Well, he knows darn well that if she stumbles across this information, if she finds out that he's cheating on her, that's going to hurt, right? So
yeah.
He doesn't want to hurt her, but at the same time, he really wants to have sex with other women. And so he is. And so here's some examples of exactly what it is that he does to keep his affair secret. Number 4, I always clear out my phone of any call and receive history. I blocked access to my phone emails with a password that I change frequently. If she asks me why I'm so secretive, I just tell her that I'm careful about data of my clients leaking out in case I lose my phone somewhere. Number 5, sometimes she might ask to send a picture by phone mail from wherever I am. Whenever I'm on a real trip somewhere in Japan, I take pictures for future use. I have pictures from basically every part of Japan in my phone. It's also wise to ask friends to send you some pictures when they're traveling, just so you can keep a good stock of photos. Just have to be careful to change the information, the date, for instance, in the photo before sending it to the wife. Number 6, I always wear different kinds of colognes, many different types. Change often. The wife can never detect any women's perfume, just because you always smell different as well. And in Japan, you're standing in packed into the train during rush hour, so you'll probably get some scent from the ladies next to you anyway. Because that's one way you get caught, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you come home, and you've just been with your lady friend, and your wife smells her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because the cologne or whatever, the perfume she was wearing rubs off on you. So he's saying change the cologne that you wear. That way she's continuously smelling different scents. Very sneaky stuff here. Number 7, in my portable calendar, I only write down things that can't hurt the wife to see. No use of codes or cryptic. Everything's written very plain. Instead, I keep the girl's schedule in my phone, which is locked by password that I change frequently. Number 8, this guy's to the point of paranoia.
Yeah, this guy's a spy.
Number 8, going out to purchase something usually takes about 3 hours in Tokyo. I take frequent trips to the electrical store to buy ink cartridges. During those 3 hours, it's easy to meet one of your mistresses and fool around in a hotel. Ink cartridges are bought in bulk and kept where the spare wheel is in my car. My wife doesn't drive. So he's actually telling the wife he's going out to buy ink cartridges, already has them in his car, goes to a hotel, fools around with one of his lady friends, comes back home, and looks like he's been to buy ink cartridges. Number 9, one problem is gifts. I receive a lot of gifts from my mistresses at Christmas and birthdays. I keep them all in my office. Sometimes there are also things that suits to give to my wife, keeps her happy. So he's actually re-gifting his wife some of the things that his mistresses give to him.
God.
There are often things I can pass on to my colleagues as well, neckties, etc. I'm being the nice guy in the office, and nobody knows. Number 10, my phone is always on vibrator mode. My wife knows this as well, as I hate it when the phone rings. The ringtone actually startles me. If some of my girlfriends should chance to call me, my wife won't know about it as the phone silently vibrates in my pocket. My phone's also set to turn off at midnight and power on again at 8 in the morning. No surprises.
Now, It seems to me that you would have to keep the phone close to you because if you just sort of set it down someplace.
Leave it on a countertop
then,
or something.
You know, often my wife goes, you know, will hear my phone ringing, whether it's on vibrate or not, because it'll, you know, rattle against whatever it's on. And then she says, oh, Julian's calling or whoever's calling. You know, and if you have, who the heck is Liza? You know, those kind of questions would come up if...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which, you might just want to have a separate phone for the women. Not like I'm trying to give you ideas, but we're already...
Doesn't seem like that great of an idea.
As long as we're talking about ideas here. Well, it'd be a phone that you wouldn't bring home with you. You know, you'd leave it in your car, keep it somewhere safe or something like that.
Right.
Anyway, he says, number 11, I never write the correct address when checking into a hotel. They never check anyway. If I forgot something in the room, I don't want them to contact me. I guess I can live with that. In either case, I can always go back and pick it up.
Right.
Because you don't want them sending, for instance, some lingerie that the lady left in the hotel room.
To your
house. Yeah. Number 12, I never use a condom. The smell of latex or rubber can be traced, and also the rubbers are difficult to hide. In Japan, most women don't care if you use a condom or not, and many of my women will actually say it feels better without it. That's really terrible.
Yeah, that's despicable.
I mean, you're already cheating on your woman, and you're not even doing her the favor of trying to protect her. Because whether or not you care personally about yourself and receiving sexually transmitted diseases, you're putting her at risk. So if you really do care, you should, I think.
I would say that most women would say, men for that matter, if you're going to cheat on me, at least use protection.
Right. Number 13, I use coin lockers a lot. It's a good place to keep a stash of clothes. I can say I go to work and then change into something more casual for my date. Number 14, when traveling, even if only for a couple hours, it's customary to bring home a specialty from that particular region. I know where they sell specialties from every part of Japan in Tokyo. I usually purchase the gift first, then tell my wife where I'm going, depending on the gift I've purchased. This makes her trust me even more. So finally he says, you see, it's not only about being able to fool around, but you must also give your wife what she expects. I think I have a perfect gig here. Have I forgotten anything? Well, don't get cocky, mister, because eventually you will.
Absolutely.
And you'll screw up, and then you're going to hurt her, and then she might get really angry, and she might attack you or do something terrible or destroy your property or sabotage your life. And
in America, she'd take all your property in divorce court.
Yeah. This is a problem. Adultery is an epidemic in this country. Did you find any statistics?
I have. Have you ever cheated on someone? Yes, 41%.
Is this males or everybody?
This is everybody.
Okay.
Have you ever been cheated on? 68%, you say yes.
So
it's the same people doing it.
So 41% say that they have cheated on someone, and then 68% of people say they've been cheated on.
Right.
And so the real number is somewhere else, right?
Well, it doesn't mean that necessarily. I mean, I would say that more people would admit to being cheated on than doing the cheating. And I have another interesting statistic I'm going to tell you next, which is even more illuminating. But I don't know. It just seems it's all so silly. Would you be unfaithful if you knew your partner would never find out? The answer, yes, 8%. So 41% of people have cheated, but only 8% would continue to do it.
What is that? 800-259-5791. This is an epidemic. 50%, I mean, let's just call it at 50% of people are cheating. And does it have to be this way? Of course not. Why is it this way? Well, it's because of our culture.
Men are slightly more liable to cheat than women.
We're going to explore that. Coming up, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now, 1-800-300-8069.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversy surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's your show, and anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streams on our website, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free, at freetalklive.com. We're talking about adultery, Manwich, and this is a problem. It's all over the place, not just in America. We actually were just reading an article from online from Japan, where there's a European living in Japan cheating on his Japanese wife with 10 other women, allegedly.
At this moment.
So he brags. And so this is a problem all around the world. And why is it that people cheat? Why is it, Manwich?
I don't know. I don't even know why people cheat.
Well, here's what I think.
Okay.
And I'd like to hear what you think as well, because, boy, do they cheat. 800-259-5791, you were just reading some statistics, 41% admit to cheating on their significant other. So the reason why people cheat, especially men, and didn't you say there was a split between men and women as far as a difference?
Not much of a difference.
Okay.
It's 1 in 20 men admit and 1 in 22 women admit.
Well, I think one of the reasons, I mean, at least from the man's side of things, is naturally men are prone to having sex with multiple women. It's built in. It's an instinct that we have. I mean, that's why some women get so angry at their man for looking at other women, right? They don't want their other man to, they don't want their man to stray from them. But yet men have it in their nature to keep an eye open for something else, you know, something different. And I think that's probably a factor for both men and women. Something different. You know, they want to get some action that's not the same as what they have every single week or every other week or however often married people have that action. And I think that people are looking for a variety. And we're so afraid in this culture to stray from our traditional models of togetherness that adultery is the result. What we have in America is people who believe that they have to stay together with the same person for all eternity. You know, you go and you get married and you pledge to be faithful and you pledge to stay with that other person until the end of time or whatever. And then, well, people break that pledge all the time. And when it happens, and it does happen, and it happens, and it happens, and it happens, and then the guy makes a mistake or the woman makes a mistake and somebody comes home early, you've got fights that result from it, destruction of property, maybe even murder in the heat of, you know, the heat of the moment. You come in, you discover that your partner's been cheating on you. I understand why people get mad about that sort of thing. I mean, you were promised that you were going to be exclusive. You had a promise from that guy that he was going to be monogamous to you, and you just caught him in the act. So no wonder you're mad about it. But what I'm suggesting is it's natural to want to have sex with other people. And it's obviously something that people, certain people can't override. I'm sure there are people out there that can, you know, stop themselves.
Absolutely. Marriage is an institution that's lasted a long time and been very successful.
I'm sure there are people out there that can stop themselves from fooling around with the opposite sex, somebody that they're not officially involved with. However, a man that says, oh, no problem, I'll be able to stay away from other women, That's one thing to say, but it's another thing to do, especially in the presence of that other woman. So, for instance, if the guy's at work and his secretary comes in and she's making moves on him and getting close...
Well, I'm sure that's what secretaries do all the time.
I'm just painting a picture, man. Which I'm just pointing out that it's one thing to say it from a distance, and it's another thing to tell a lady no when she's in your face.
Well, the trick is to not get in situations where... where you would be tempted. And most of life is not like a porn video. And,
no, it's
and
not.
Women don't throw themselves at men. Now, I don't know what it's like for women.
Wait a minute, man. Which we've found before, and we've talked about this in the past before, that women are more likely to go after a man if he's got a ring on his finger. Women are more likely to go after a married man than they are somebody who's single.
Hasn't happened to me.
Well, okay. Give it time. You've only been married for a year.
There you go. But I should know in a year. I mean, in a year's time, I would have gone through several women when I was single.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. Well, if you've experienced that, if you're a guy or maybe you're a lady and you've actually targeted men because they have rings on, we want to hear from you. 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. So, I'm not here to talk about my relationship necessarily, but I found that, I got to say, I'm a fan of open relationships, man, which... This is a new concept for most people, but it's great. It really changes the parameters and the paradigms of a traditional relationship. Do you know what I'm even referring to?
I know precisely what you're referring to when you say an open relationship.
How would you define that?
Well, you could have an open relationship as a relationship where you can have sex with whomever you choose, or whatever the arrangement is. Perhaps there would be a opportunity for the, significant other to say, yes, that's an acceptable person, no, that's an unacceptable person, that kind of thing, whatever your criteria would be.
Here's how I came to this, okay? This is my personal process. I had a traditional monogamous relationship for a while, and I came across a lady that online, and we were chatting, and I kind of was trying to conceal the fact that I was chatting with this other lady from my current lady at the time, who I was living with, and... We were talking about sex, and we got into some detailed conversations, and I started thinking to myself that, boy, it sure would be exciting to have sex with this woman. Now, I didn't really want to hurt my, like this other guy, this article that we read, I didn't want to hurt my my lady at that time. Mm-hmm. I didn't want her to feel bad, but at the same time, that excitement was there. That factor of, boy, I could get caught at this. And that would make it even more interesting and even more exciting. And I think that's a big factor as to why people cheat. Because it's exciting. That there's that chance that you're going to get caught by your significant other, and then all hell's going to break loose. But if you don't, then you're having a good old, you're having a good old time.
You got away with something.
Yeah, you got away with it. And then you can get away with it again in a different place or a different location and take more risks. And so... This whole process led me to the conclusion that we need to change how we have this relationship, because I felt like if this continued, that either my lady was going to get really ticked off at me, because she found out that I was talking to this chick, and she did get ticked off about that, which is what kind of prompted all this, or I was going to cheat on her at some point. I mean, I really felt like if I had the opportunity that I would do it just because it's exciting. Not because I wanted to hurt her. Not because I'm a bad guy or I'm really horny or I'm not at all like that at all. You know, I really don't really care about sex that much. Boy, was it an exciting idea to me. And so I gave my my lady a bit of an ultimatum. I said, we need to open this relationship up to where I can have sex with somebody else if I want to. You could have sex with somebody else if you wanted to. So long as you're safe. I think that's the one thing that's really important, you know, with an open relationship. I mean, after all, if your guy's going to cheat on you anyway, which is what lots of guys do and lots of ladies do, well, you don't know if they're being safe, right? In fact, this guy that was writing this article actually pointed out that he doesn't use condoms when he cheats.
A lot of women have a difficult time having sex with somebody they don't love. And when they do have sex with somebody, they fall in love with them.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think it was a good idea for an open relationship because you might not have that woman that you had an open relationship with.
Interesting point. I got to ask. I mean, I'm kind of new to this. This just happened to me in the last year, all right? So I'm certainly not an expert. If you are in an open relationship and you can tell us about how it has changed your relationship for the better or for the worse, 1-800-259-5791. I want to hear from you right now. 800-259-5791. This is your show, because I got to say that once we opened the relationship, all of the jealousy disappeared. We'll talk about more of that. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Saturday night edition. We're here live. It is Ian here with you.
And then, but
you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You can vote for our show at vote.freetalklive.com. We need your votes to keep us at the number one position. We're the number one podcast in the world right now because of those of you that have gone and voted for us this month. If you've yet to go, go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. We're talking about cheating. And we're talking about relationships in America and relationships around the world. And I'm talking about open relationships. And I'm not saying you should do this. Just, I think it's interesting. I think it's something that deserves consideration. Because I opened my old relationship. And by the way, it's now over, my old relationship. But I opened it up.
So it was successful at opening up the relationship thing.
I was successful at opening the relationship, yes. I opened the relationship. And the reason why was because I was talking to another lady online. I was getting really excited about possibly meeting up with her and possibly doing something sexual with her. Even though I didn't really want to hurt my lady at the time, it was more exciting to me the fact that I could do something like that. Interestingly enough, after I opened the relationship with my lady, all of that excitement just got flushed away. Just went away. I was no longer interested in going out and doing anything with any other women. Because there was no more there was no more forbidden fruit factor to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could, I didn't want to. Literally, the day before, I wanted to go out and have sex with the woman, this other woman. The day after the open the relationship was opened up, I didn't really even talk to her anymore after that. And how can you explain that? I mean, can you explain that, Manwich?
It was apparently the excitement that was driving you.
Right. And I believe that excitement drives most people that have adulterous relationships.
I wouldn't go that far, but okay.
You don't think that's a huge factor in why it's so sexually stimulating to people?
The
factor that they could get caught?
No, I don't.
I'd like to hear from you. 800-259-5791. Well, personally, it was for me.
I mean, I was driven to have relationships with a lot of women before I got married.
Yeah.
As many as I possibly could.
At once?
At once.
So you were a cheater?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And
so you've done it, whereas I haven't. Okay, so and excitement was not a factor then.
Well, excitement in the sense that I didn't have relationships with these women.
Right.
And I was driven, whether I had no relationships going on at one time, I was driven to have one or more. You know, the fact is, no, I mean, that excitement wasn't really the issue. I would say that, yeah, it came into play at times, but that wasn't the reason.
Here's another factor that I think it goes in here with its open relationship idea. I think the open relationship accepts that people are going to cheat. If you're in a relationship, you read the statistics before, 41% admit to cheating on their significant other.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's almost a 1 out of 2 chance. It's almost 50% chance, 40% chance that your significant other is cheating, has cheated, or will cheat on you at some point in your relationship. The open relationship basically says, yeah, we understand that cheating is likely to happen, so therefore, let's just get rid of it. Because opening a relationship means there is no more cheating. Because there's no reason to be dishonest anymore. If your partner knows that you could meet somebody like that person and go and have sex with that person, then it's not cheating. If you're honest with your partner about the fact that you're going to go out, hey, I'm going to go out and have sex with somebody tonight. If you're honest about it, then it's not cheating anymore, is it? There's nothing to be suspicious of anymore. There's no jealousy involved. And I'm not saying that this is something everybody can handle. It's certainly something that people can handle. Interestingly enough, the woman I was with at the time, she couldn't handle it. She tried. She really did. In fact, she was the one that actually went out and had sex. After we opened the relationship, mm-hmm. She was the one that went out and did it.
Well, it's a lot easier.
I did it.
It's a lot easier for women to go out and have sex with somebody than it is for men to go out and have sex with somebody. Women don't necessarily agree with that, the ones that I've talked to, but it is.
Right.
And it's just, it's standards, really.
This is something that a lot of people are never going to be able to, you know, accept in their relationship. And I feel sorry for them, because I'm never going to have a monogamous relationship again. Why bother? I don't want to be tempted to go out and cheat again. I don't want that.
Well, knowing that you have had an relationship, I've talked to my wife about it quite a bit. And certainly not from
she'd wonder about
having
it.
A good time talking about your stuff.
Yeah.
That's really what's going on. She certainly couldn't see it, and I don't know whether I like the idea. First off, it's easier for women to have sex than it is for men.
Right.
My wife and I went up and down a random street. You picked the street. Knocked on doors and said, hey, would you like to have sex with me? And like, she's doing the same thing.
She would be more successful.
Within 5 doors, she'll probably be sleeping with someone, and I will be in jail. That's the difference between men and women, and that's how society handles it.
You're right.
So if she wants to, she holds all the cards and that, and it could be quite some time before I'm able to convince some woman to have sex with me while I'm married, so I don't see a real advantage there.
Well, the advantage is it opens things up, it makes things more honest. I want to talk more about it, but Rodney's on the line. Rodney from Indianapolis, listening on WXNT, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Rodney. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to, it made me laugh when it first started happening, now it's getting kind of usual. I drive a cab in Indianapolis at night.
Right.
And these girls will be so drunk, and they spend almost all their money on beer or whatever. You'd be surprised how many of them offer services for a $10 ride.
Really?
It's amazing.
How many of them do you think are married?
That's hard to say. Maybe I'd say maybe a third.
I have to verify what Rodney says. I was, as you know, a cab driver for a period of months between radio gigs, and
you were solicited.
The man speaks the truth.
Oh, man.
And they seem very offended when you don't take them up on it.
Well, you don't even have to do it. They'll offer it after they get in the cab.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Rodney, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. If you're in an open relationship, if you've tried it and it's failed, we want to hear from you. If you're successful at it, we want to hear from you at your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishments. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on there for you. Archives, Strand of Female Listeners, bulletin board system, and more. All of it is free. If you want to voluntarily support our show, though, you can amp us. What's that mean, Manwich?
It means that you'll help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And it's working. You know, we're getting ads in trade publications. We have a consultant that we're using the money on. We're going to different trade shows, that kind of thing. It's very helpful to us.
Absolutely, and it's big. It's a big program. We're over $1,000 a month coming directly in from the listeners, which is really helping get Free Talk Live out there, spreading the message of liberty and freedom. And you can go amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. There's some perks involved.
There's lots of perks.
In fact, you get a dedicated call-in line. We had Lois call in earlier in the show on the amp line. And you also get the access, special access to classic archives. In fact, I just posted one of them today. Because we, every $25 that comes into AMP, we post a fresh classic archive from season one, the very beginning days of Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. You only get that if you're an amplifier. So AMP the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about open relationships, let's go and talk to Bob. Actually, it's our board operator, Bob, up in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good, Bob. So you have an open relationship?
Well, pretty much every relationship I've been in since I've been 18, I've kind of had an open policy with, you know, whichever partner I've been with.
Can you pot yourself up just a little bit more?
Oh, okay. How's that for you?
It's not that much better, but go ahead. We can hear you. It's probably sounding better to our affiliates than it is to us, but go ahead.
All right. No, I was just saying that pretty much every partner that I've been with, you know, girlfriend, I've pretty much left an open door with. My two basic rules in any relationship are that if they're going to sleep with somebody else, they keep both of us safe and are honest about it, basically.
So you set that up in advance when you start your relationship.
Well, as a relationship starts progressing, yeah. I mean, as you know, things develop from just a friendship or, you know, what have you, into a more serious, committed relationship.
Right. My problem with my relationship was it happened, you know, a year and a half in, or 2 years into it. I think if you start something like that in advance, it's much better. Do you find that the jealousy just completely disappears on the part of the woman and on the part of the male?
Well, for me, I mean, everybody that I've been with mostly has been monogamous on my side. Like, I leave that door open for them,
right,
but they don't really want me to have that freedom in return. And I, you know, I never acted on it. It's strange, actually. It was a relationship ender for a couple of people because I wouldn't get jealous if they were hitting on somebody else or spending time with somebody else.
I have noticed that with previous relationships I had. I don't get jealous. I mean, I figure if you're going to have sex with somebody else, you're going to do it. And what the heck am I going to do to stop it?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So,
well, that's why I feel like the open relationship is harm reduction. I mean, it's essentially harm reduction, like harm reduction for drugs, except harm reduction towards your relationship. You know, if you want to stay happy with somebody and you know that there's a chance they're going to cheat, why even bother? Just take cheating out of the equation entirely. The jealousy goes away, the suspicion, the paranoia, all of that stuff goes away because a lot of women are paranoid their guys are cheating. And for good reason. They probably are.
Well, probably. And besides that, I mean, not only was there, you were talking about, like, the forbidden fruit factor.
Yeah.
That's an attraction for a lot of people. I'll wrap this up quick. There's a lot of people who have different levels of sexual experience, things they want to try, other people are interested, and there's circumstances, you know, drunken parties, blah, blah, blah. As long as somebody's honest, you know, all the better.
Honesty and safety are the two most important things there. Anyway, thanks for that, Bob. We certainly appreciate it. And it's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll talk to you Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Saturday Night Edition. See you Monday. Have a great weekend. And visit us online at freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.